Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area, and really, since I'm based in the San Francisco Bay Area, I don't know why the guest call-in number focuses on L.A., but that's just the way Blog Talk Radio works. So just in case you've been wondering over the last several years, the L.A. number to call in is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. And producer Kina has got the chat room open, so you can log in there and listen in on the show. And if you have any questions, you can type them in there, and she will pass them on to me, and I will answer them for you. And also, if you call in, she will be the first lovely voice you speak to, and she will make sure the call gets through to me. So, today, we're talking about the power of words. And I've been, you know, having a lot of different conversations. One of my favorite things in the world is to have conversations with people on different topics and subjects. And often, there's sort of separate camps on the idea of what is our relationship with what is said to us. Now, probably most of us who are, you know, over the age of, well, at least middle age, remember there was an old children's chant that went, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me." And as time has passed and our wisdom has grown, we've learned all too well that names can, in fact, hurt. Comments create not only a mental and spiritual impact on us, it can actually even tax our bodies. And what I mean by that is that the energy that comes at us, whether it comes in the form of something physical, whether it comes in the form of words, whether it just comes in the form of somebody really, you know, thinking badly towards you, it's all energy. And that can have an effect on us. Even, and most especially, the stories and negative things and name-calling that we do with ourselves, that can have a tremendously profound effect on our ability to just be happy. And when we think about the times that, you know, we don't say what it is we want to say, or say somebody says something to us that was very hurtful to us, but we didn't say anything back. We didn't, for whatever reason. And sometimes there are good reasons. I mean, I totally get that. And a lot of times it's just that we don't want to deal with the conflict of what will happen next. What are the consequences? And sometimes those consequences can, you know, be really serious. And if it's a situation where, you know, you think if you open up and tell somebody something, you know, maybe they're your boss. Maybe they're an abusive partner. So it's really important to be able to, well, to just be able to gauge and use discernment. If you're not saying it to somebody, then, you know, if you're not expressing yourself, then the work becomes internal. And you just have to go with, all right, what is my truth? What is the truth of what they're saying? Is there any truth in what they're saying? And for the most part, if it's just, you know, blind criticism and sort of a demeaning thing, that has more to do with how they feel about themselves. And even knowing that, it can be a really tricky thing to not take it on. And so we're going to be looking at the effects of those words. Now, while it's true that words can have power, they only have the power that you give them. And the question becomes, who do you trust with that kind of power, that their words can have an effect on you? Hopefully, you reserve that power that you would give, to someone who you trust immensely. You know, there is a thing where if somebody cares about you, if they're your best buddy, they're willing to risk you being angry at them to tell you the truth if they believe that you really need to hear that truth. And there's a lot of times when that's a really important thing, and it takes a tremendously special friend and a very special relationship to be able to hold that. And I know I've been on both sides of that, where I've had to tell somebody something that I would have given anything not to have to say. And I was afraid as to what was going to happen in their life if I didn't speak up. And I've also been on the side where somebody has had to look me in the face and tell me something to not stop with my tears, but just to be able to say it, it allowed me to move past where I was, even though it was the last thing I wanted to hear. So yes, words have power. They have the power to move us forward, to accomplish things that honestly we never thought we could. And they also have the power to hold us back and to keep us from stepping up into the potential that we can, that really is what we're meant to be here to do. So think about, you know, let's say just a situation where somebody told you something that was hurtful to you. And, you know, it probably hurt your feelings. But think about where you felt it in your body. Some people, you know, their stomach knots up. Some people, their throat gets tight. Sometimes people, you know, they even, you know, get headaches or migraines. You know, when their jaws clench, they get the TMJ. And, you know, it's, you know, jaw pain. So there can be really profound physical effects on the things that other people say to us. And depending on whether or not you agree with it, whether or not you own that, is really going to determine how quickly you're going to be able to say, okay, is there truth in this? And really, that is the first question. If somebody says something to you, especially if it's hurtful, but even when it's not, even when it's a compliment, and sometimes people have a very hard time hearing compliments. So, you know, if something is said to you, the first question is, does this ring true for me? Do I believe that there's truth in that? And like I said, whether it's a compliment or a criticism, the most important thing is to determine whether or not you buy into it. If somebody says something bad about you, and in your heart you know it's not true, then you don't put energy into it. It's important to be able to make that discernment. If somebody criticizes you, don't automatically buy into the criticism. Oh, you know, they say that I don't dress well. Well, then you can decide whether or not, you know, it's like, well, okay, did you wear, you know, swim fins and a parka to a wedding? Okay, maybe that's an interesting, unique choice. And unless that was the theme, all right, maybe there could have been something a little more appropriate you could have worn. And if you feel comfortable in the way you dress, if you like the way you dress, then, okay, they've made a comment. They made an observation. Often, criticisms are nothing more than observations. It's somebody else's observation. It's their interpretation. And if the criticism is followed by, well, you're only resisting this because you know I'm right, or, well, I was just trying to help you, those are traps to try to get you to surrender your autonomy. And, you know, maybe they're correct. And maybe everybody else would think that way. The important thing is, what do you think? How do you feel about it? Do you embrace who you are? And if so, then it's like, okay, well, thank you for your observation. Moving on. One of the ways that I would work with it is what I call the eggplant theory. And I have a friend who I absolutely adore. And, you know, we don't see each other that much because she lives on the East Coast, but we've known each other for well over 35 years. And she was very upset about a situation where, you know, her mom was giving her a really bad time about something. And there's like a whole lifetime of difficulty in that relationship. And so she was getting very upset. And I said, wait a minute, wait a minute. Is it true? And she said, what? And I said, okay, if your mother called you an eggplant, how would you feel? And she goes, well, I'd feel it was stupid. I said, would it upset you? No. Would you believe you were an eggplant? She goes, well, no, I'm not an eggplant. I said, okay. So if you know that that's not true, and when somebody tells you something that's not true, it's silly and it's not worth getting upset over, then why you put into energy something else that you know is not true? You know, if someone's going to, you know, attack your character and you know it's not true, it makes no more sense than being called an eggplant. And she said, well, what should I do? I said, well, the next time your mother starts accusing you of something, tell her, I am not an eggplant. And she said, but why would, I said, look, just do it and see what happens. So, you know, she and her mother were talking, and at one point, you know, her mother was, you know, dumping a bunch of stuff on her, and she said, she looked at her mother, and she said, Mother, I am not an eggplant, and got up and stormed out of the room. And she said that she expected her mother to follow her, which she did not. And she was pretty much left alone the rest of the day. And later on, her mother came in very quietly. Sweetheart, are you all right? Can I get you anything? And she said it was just so amazing because her mother had absolutely no response to that. But the truth was that even though it's silly to consider somebody calling you an eggplant, is it any less silly to get upset over anything else that you know isn't true about yourself? Just because someone criticizes, just because someone makes a statement, that doesn't make it true. What's true is within your heart. What's true is within yourself. Somebody tells you, you know what, you really need to lose weight and all of this. Now, maybe it's true. And if it is true, if you acknowledge that it's true, then go, okay. They may not have delivered the message in the best way, and I do know this person. I know that they actually really do care about me. So then you consider, okay, if there's some truth in it, then what do you want to do about it? What do you choose to be your next action? Because once the message is given, then their job is over. You know, they've expressed what they need to express. They've given you the information they felt you needed to have. After that, their involvement is over. That is, well, you need to lose weight, and here's how you're going to do it. Well, you know what? I think I'm going to, you know, consult with my doctor. I'm going to look at all the different things available to me, find something that I can be able to work with and live with. But thank you so much for your input. To give power to anybody, we don't want to. And while sometimes, yes, you know, there may be people who, you know, if it's a boss and right now you can't afford to change jobs and, you know, your boss is not being the kindest person, maybe taking that boss thing a little bit over the top, my best recommendation is to document the events of what was happening. Make sure that, you know, you have dates, times, comments, things like that. Maybe note down anybody who was around. And you're just doing this for yourself. Just by doing that, it allows you to not feel so helpless. And at the point when you can change jobs and you go out and you find something else that's going to work for you and you quit and you can go, and here's why, and here's the documentation of it. So the idea that action steps are up to you. If you decide that you need to make a health change, I mean, maybe it's not that you need to lose weight. Maybe you need to gain weight. Maybe there's an issue like diabetes, so you have to figure out a new way of eating so that that can be managed. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that we can change about ourselves. And frankly, I cannot think of anybody who would say that there wasn't at least one thing about themselves that they wouldn't like to see maybe a little bit different. And it's natural, it's normal, and it's a good thing because it always allows us to look forward. And when the decision to take action comes, that should be your decision. It shouldn't be based on the opinions of other people. And it doesn't matter how close they are to you. They're still just an opinion. And you can do with it what you want by merely saying, all right, this is this person's opinion. And it is not a requirement on my part that I have to buy into it. I don't accept that truth. And you don't have to. And, you know, you deal with the consequences of rejecting that truth. And maybe the biggest consequence is that they stop bugging you about it. If you look at them and say, you know what, I understand you care about me, and I really appreciate that. And I've heard what you have to say, so you don't need to tell me anymore. I've got it. And I will make my choices from here, you know, based on what I feel is right for me, but I thank you for your concern. Often, people will keep repeating things until they have a reason not to. If someone is using their words to try to control you, the only way to have them stop doing it is by taking the control away, by taking it back. I do not choose to give your words power over me. It's a very simple but a very powerful statement. When you give someone that level of power, make sure it's someone who you trust, someone who really is a good listener, someone who doesn't judge you, and someone who will help you move forward and is not just saying things for whatever story they've got in their head about what the control that they want or that they need. Now, this whole thing can be viewed from the other end. We each have times when we use words as ways to heal and as ways to harm. I cannot think of anyone who at some point has not made a snarky comment that's been hurtful. And the thing is, most people don't even realize that they're being hurtful. As a part of my personal lineage, I'm African American. And there have been so many times when people have made comments and I'll look and it's like, wow, really? And, you know, it was a tremendously racist comment. And they don't even realize it. And I'll just stare at them. And then, you know, it's almost like you hear the Jeopardy theme playing, do, 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 do. And then they realize, and then it's like, oh, well, but, I mean, I wasn't talking about you, or, oh, well, I mean, you know, some of my best friends are black, or, you know, and then it's like the recovery, the attempted recovery. And I'm sure we have all been there at some point, whether it was race, whether it was religion, whether it was, you know, just somebody expressing something, a gender bias, anything. At some time, almost all of us say something very inappropriate. And whether the person laughs it off or ignores them or, you know, or whatever, that comment, those words that we use can have an influence. And sometimes it can be a tremendously significant influence. And it makes it very difficult for people to trust, especially if someone is unconscious about the things they say. If they will, you know, and sometimes people get very nervous and, you know, they hate dead air or, you know, if it's a quiet moment, somebody will make a comment and it's like, excuse me, do you realize what you just said? So the idea of us being very conscious of the words that we use. If you're in a situation where somebody's already fairly wound up, your words can have the ability to take away the edge. It has the ability to soothe. It's not about correcting the person and what they're doing. And as a mother, I totally understand the whole mother-child thing where, you know, you're just trying to tell your kid, no, I don't want you to make this mistake. I know you're better than this. I know that you can do this. And it comes off as nagging. Why aren't you doing this? And da-da-da-da. And you could be getting better grades or whatever, however it is. The intention that we have is that this person be all that they can be. And that they, you know, they just realize the amazing potential they have and how much we believe in them. It's usually best to use those words. You know what? I really believe in you. And I really feel that your life could be a lot easier if you kind of look before you leap. And, you know, take a few moments to think about the situation. And just let them go with it. Sometimes people just have to make these epic mistakes in order to be able to move forward. And we still have the power to help. And sometimes the best words we can use are absolutely none at all. Sometimes it's just a matter of sitting next to somebody and holding their hand. Sometimes it's about just listening to what people are experiencing and being able to go, hey, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and we can do this. Whatever I can do to help you, I will. I'm there for you. I'm in this with you. You don't even have to say what you would do. You don't even have to ask, you know, what you do. It's like, you know, a lot of people say, it's like, well, what do you need? They may not even know. Just say, hey, whatever you need me for, I'm here. And even if you just need me to sit here and be quiet or bring you tea or whatever, then that's it. And, you know, there's light and shadow in everything. Even offering solutions can sometimes things up because of the fact that maybe they don't want solutions in that moment. Maybe they just want to be heard. Maybe they just want a chance to vent. And, you know, it's like, okay, at the end of the rant, all right, was that a rant? Okay, good. Are you done with it? Did you need any input from me? No? Great. Let's go watch a movie. The ability to really read what it is that is behind the words, whether they're the words coming at us or whether they're the words we're saying. You know, and, you know, when we think about the words that we use and the phrases we use, what is our intention? What is it that we want to say, and what is it that the words are saying? I really think that texting is a very time-saving thing. And I also find it very interesting that, you know, when people get into these really intense conversations on text, it's like, okay, they used all capitals. What does that mean? It's like, well, more than likely, that just means they hit the cap lock button. But it's like, well, they were yelling at me. It's like, well, did you talk to them? It's like, no, they texted me, but they were yelling at me. You know, how many exclamation points do you use? You know, do you put the little smiley emoticon at the end of it? You know, it's like there's this whole communication process that leaves itself open to huge misinterpretation. And it's like, well, I told him off because I said this. You know, it's like, well, I typed in, well, have a nice day. And it's like, well, but if you read it, it just says, have a nice day. And it's like, well, yeah, but they knew I was mad. It's like, well, how did they know? Well, I didn't put a smiley face at the end. Wow, really? You might want to clear that up a little bit more. It's our amazing ability to communicate, because even though, you know, for the most part, even when everybody speaks the same language, we're not all necessarily speaking the same language. And the idea that whether we're on the receiving end or the transmitting end, to consider the power behind what we have to say. Consider the ability that we have to bring balance, healing, and comfort to someone just by saying, I'm so sorry you're going through that. I'm here to help. As opposed to, all right, you know, you've screwed up your life and this is what you need to do and you're going to do this and you're going to do that and da-da-da-da. You know, it's not supportive. What that person needs, and yes, maybe at some times there needs to be a tough love, you know, little, you know, meeting of, all right, now you're going to hear about yourself. I do love you, but you're going to hear about yourself. Which usually if I have to have a conversation like that with somebody, I usually start off with, you know, hey, care about you. And that's the reason we're about to go where we're about to go. And at the end, I always say again, you know, I really love you. I really care about you. And you are free to do whatever you want with what I've just said. If you want to honor it or change your actions based on it, fine. If you don't, you're free to do that. And if this particular process, you know, it's disturbing enough to me that I just can't be around you while you're doing it. I can't participate in it. I will be here any time that you want to make a change, and I will care for you and love you no matter what. But I can't go there with you. You know, conversations like that can save a relationship because it offers respect on both sides. And words can have an amazing power. It all depends on how we use it. What people tell us can have power if we choose to give it to them. And no matter what, go with what's true for you. Find your truth inside. Because you are not an eggplant. So if somebody is telling you something that is not true and you know it's not true, think to yourself, or actually you can say it to them because it really is a conversation stopper. It completely derails anything that they were going to say if you look at somebody square in the face and say, you know what, I am not an eggplant, and just get up and leave the room. You might get an interesting response from that. Give it a try at least one time just for the effect. It may completely realign the entire issue. So, appreciate the power of words. Understand the light and shadow that's in it. Understand the light and shadow that's in you and with the other people. Remember, they're saying it because they believe it's right. And they may even be saying it because they believe it's what's best for you. And don't rule out that it might be. Take a look and see if it rings true for you. If it does, embrace the good parts of it. But if it doesn't, then you don't have to take it on. It's all up to you. So use the power of your words well. Well, thank you for joining me. And if you would like to have questions, comments, or concerns, I will be logging into the chat room after the show. And if you would like to consult with me privately, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com, or you can call me at 408-372-2840. You can also like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. So, thank you for joining me, and until we meet again next week, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings. I wish you powerful words that not only nourish and encourage, but make the world a much better place. And I wish you to receive words that help you see how magnificent you are. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.